This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar has resigned from the post citing health reasons. In a letter written to President Draupadi Murmu, Mr. Dhankhar said to prioritize health care and abide by medical advice, he has resigned effective immediately. He expressed his gratitude to the President for her unwavering support during his tenure. Mr. Dhankhar also expressed his deep gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the esteemed Council of Ministers. He said the warmth, trust and affection he has received from all the members of Parliament would ever be cherished at and embedded in my memory. The first day of the monsoon session of Parliament witnessed several disruptions by opposition parties over multiple issues, including demands for an immediate discussion on the Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Opposition MPs continuously raised slogans, insisting on a debate. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh assured the House that the government is ready to discuss all issues. However, due to the ongoing uproar, the Lok Sabha was adjourned three times yesterday. On the second day of the monsoon session of the Parliament today, the Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. While in the Rajya Sabha, Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal will move the carriage of goods by Sea Bill 2025. Tremors were felt across parts of Delhi National Capital Region this morning after an earthquake hit Haryana. According to the National Centre for Seismology data, the quake measured 3.2 on the Richter scale and struck at around 6 a.m., with Faridabad identified as the epicentre. The agency mentioned that the incident occurred at a shallow depth of 5 km beneath the surface. So far, there have been no reports of damage or injuries. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has mandated the installation of high-resolution CCTV cameras with audio-visual recording in all its affiliated schools to further strengthen students' safety. As per the new norms, cameras will be installed at entry and exit points, corridors, staircases, classrooms, labs, libraries, canteens, playgrounds and other common areas, excluding toilets and washrooms. The cameras will have real-time recording and a minimum 15-day storage backup, which can be accessed by authorities if needed. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch the NISAR Earth Observation Satellite, developed jointly with American Space Agency NASA, on the 30th of this month at 1740 hours from Sriharikota. GSLV F-16 heavy lift rocket will place the satellite into a 743-kilometer sun-synchronous orbit. The NISAR satellite will scan the entire globe every 12 days and provide high-resolution, all-weather, day and night data. At least 22 people, school children, were killed and 169 people were injured after a Bangladesh Air Force jet crashed in Dhaka's Uttara area on Monday afternoon. The F-7 BGI aircraft of Bangladesh Air Force took off for a training flight and crashed shortly after into Milestone School and College campus in the Uttara area of Dhaka, according to Inter Services Public Relations ISPR of Bangladesh. In Pakistan, the sit-in protest by Baluch Yakjeti Committee BYC against the government has entered its seventh day at the capital city of Islamabad. The protest is led by families of forcibly disappeared persons and detained leaders of BYC from Balochistan. The protesters alleged that all roads leading to the Islamabad Press Club have remained blocked and the authorities have continued to deny permission to set up a protest camp at the site. Amid heavy rainfall in Islamabad yesterday, women, children and the elderly continued protest even without shelter. The BYC further claimed that Pakistani authorities targeted the residents where protesting Baloch families were staying on Sunday night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.